Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 172, The Father's Legacy. Proverbs 27 says this, "Let it land, the righteous who walks in his integrity. Blessed are his children after him." Notice where the verse begins. It doesn't begin with what a father says. It begins with what a father does. He walks. Integrity is not a speech. It's a direction. It's the man who is the same person at home that he is at work, the same man in front of his children that he is in front of God. Not a mask, not a performance, a life that walks straight because the heart is straight. And maybe you're thinking, but I've failed too many times. I need to tell you something. To be righteous is not to never fall. It's to keep getting back up. Your children don't need a flawless father. They need an honest one. A father who, when he fails, returns. Who, when he falls, rises. Who says, "I was wrong and I came back." That is not weakness. That is the most powerful testimony there is. Because every upright choice, every time you choose the truth when a lie would be easier, every time you keep your word when no one is watching, you are planting a seed in your children's hearts. They may not see it today, but they will carry it for the rest of their lives. What you sow in silence, they reap for a lifetime. And here is the truth that money cannot buy. The greatest inheritance a father can leave doesn't fit in any bank account. It's the example of a life lived with God. That inheritance crosses generations. It remains when health is gone, when money runs out, when everything temporary has passed away. A life of integrity is a blessing that never expires. But there is something even larger here. Every earthly father, however good, points beyond himself. He points to the Father who never fails, who never walks away, who never grows tired of loving. When we honor a father, we are touching the reflection of God. The goodness of a father down here is only an echo of his goodness up there. So, today, I'm not giving you a suggestion. I'm giving you a summons. Go to the father, the stepfather, that uncle, the mentor, the man who left something good inside of you, and tell him, in person, with words, "You made a difference in my life." You can do that today. And then look at whoever is looking up to you, your children, your students, your younger brother, whoever it may be, and choose today to live with integrity in front of them. Not perfection, integrity, because that choice is a seed, and a seed planted in faith bears fruit for generations. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.